She don't go any farther than the door.
Have you well, about some of the other animals, like the hogs, would you have any term for the male and the female of them?
I've never owned a male hog.
Mm-hmm.
Ours have always been female hogs.
Mm-hmm. You call that one the sow?
A sow.
What do you call the male? Mm-hmm.
I never messed with the males.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about if the horses, the male and the female of those?
I just call them all horses.
Okay. What about the cows?
Bull.
Okay.
I had run in with a bull one time. We were going from one of my aunts to the other and got in the pasture with the bull, and we had to run climb a tree.
Took out after you.
Yes, that thing did. Mm. Had my aunt was home, and she just called him. Mm-hmm. You know, she could get him back to the gate. But my other aunt, the hogs, that makes me think about, we used to go out there, and she had a huge mulberry tree. And the mulberries were about that long and about that big. And we'd go to the watermelon patch and steal a watermelon. A bunch of us get on one side of the big pen. It was under the mulberry tree, and if we wanted to go up the mulberry tree, we'd get a watermelon and put it on that side of the pasture. And we'd come around on this side and run in and climb the mulberry tree. Well, then we got ready to come out of the mulberry tree, we'd have to go back and steal another watermelon. To get down and get out of the
to keep
pasture.
It busy. Uh-huh.
Oh, I know that whenever one time we went to Aunt Grace's and the boys had a goat that gave milk.
Huh.
And he went out and milked and brought the milk back.
Huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I didn't milk her. He didn't. Little boy milked her. But my aunt used to raise
the goats. And what about a cow that's going to have a baby calf? What would you say about her? She's going
to... Oh, we just say she's going to give birth to a calf.
Uh-huh.
The way we talk, you know, the language we use. I think the term they use now is fold. Uh-huh. But that wasn't our term. We didn't fold nothing, we just burst it.
Okay. All right. And what about if a woman was going to have a baby, would you say she's...
She was in labor.
Huh. Okay. And what about before then?
She was pregnant.
Would you use that term?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you didn't mind saying that.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Okay. Some tools they would have at the farm. Like, if they plow and then go back and break up the dirt, would you know anything about that?
Big things on this farm that we lived on.
Mm-hmm.
It was called a harrow.
Uh-huh.
And it had four things that went along, and the horse usually used two horses to pull it, and it broke up the land, and then they brought another thing and bedded it.
Okay.
Bedded the land after they broke it up, or maybe one would do the breaking up, and another come along. They worked about a dozen people on this big farm.
Uh-huh.
It's at Pontiac. And, oh, okay. That was a good time. Those were the good old days.
Did they have something they could pull behind the